Okay, we're picking up 10 lines from the bottom of line Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. Our learning is once again sponsored Le'ilu Nishmas Shulamis Bas Yaakov, the Neshama should have an Aliyah. We're finishing off the discussion. Really, we kind of did it, but we ran through it, so I just want to go through it one more time. The last point of the argument and what the Yesod HaMachlokes is between Rabbi Akiva and the Rabbanan. And basically, what's going to be the main issue is that whether or not do we learn from Klei Midyan, is that a Chiddush or not? Rabbi Akiva holds that Klei Midyan is not a Chiddush, in which case we're able to learn the idea that Tam Ki'ikar is going to apply from Klei Midyan, and we can learn that from Kol HaTorah Kula, whereas the Rabbanan hold that really it is a big Chiddush, and therefore they consider it because the idea of even when a pot is ben yomo, imparting flavor into another item, and that would make your item treif, says the Rabbanan that there still is a shtickel nosin tam lefgam. There's a little bit of a bad taste going in, and whenever you have a bad taste, we call that nosin tam lefgam. And nosin tam lefgam is not something which one is chayav for. So the fact that the Torah had to go out of its way to tell you by Klei Midyan that you have to kasher it, that it cannot teach you tam keikar for kol Torah kula, and therefore I need the lashon of mishras to teach me that halacha. However, since Rabbi Akiva learns from Klei Midyan that we are learning out that Tam is Ke'ikar, so then he has the ability to learn both from Nazir and from Achatas to tell you Heter is Mitzdarif La'Isser. And since it's by two different halachas, then we have the principle of Shnei Ksuvim Abayim Ke'echad, that two things are teaching you the same exact halacha. And the Torah could have told you, if the Torah wanted to generalize the halacha and tell you that this applies across the board, so the Torah should have just told you at once, and Memela learned for Kol HaTorah Kula that this is halacha. However, Rabbi Akiva is saying that's not the case because the Mishras is also teaching this halacha, and so too by Achata. So since we have two halachas teaching the same chiddush of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, we only apply the chiddush to these two halachas, and for Kol HaTorah Kula, we do not apply the halacha of Heter Mitzarif L'Isser, whereas the Rabbanan say no, it only applies to Achatas and to nothing else. So let's go back into finish up this discussion. Says the Gemara, V'Rabbanan, what are they going to respond to Rabbi Akiva? So the Gemara was talking about Chatas and a Nazir. So that's what we're learning from Chatas and Nazir according to Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara says, Amar Lach, the Rabbanan are going to respond that, again, 10 lines from the bottom of Lanzayon is that Hechatas leheter mitzarif l'Isser v'chulin mekachim lo gamrinan. That when it comes to a Chatas, yes, we can learn halacha of a Chatas, that heter is mitzarif l'Isser, that we agree with, that ribui the chachamim agree with, v'chulin mekachim lo gamrinan. However, you cannot learn the thing from chulin, you can't learn it from any other halacha, and nazir is a halacha in this regard, is regards to chulin, because him eating the grapes is not able to be learned for heter mitzarif l'Isser. And mishras, as we pointed out, what's the halacha they're going to learn? Litin tam ki'ikar, v'kanatat l'chol l'Isserim shebetorah, that this is the source for a tam ki'ikar. Tam ki'ikar applying on a level of doraisa. And Rabbi Akiva responds, Tarvayu leheter mitzarif le'isser. That Rabbi Akiva understands that both of them are going to be mitzarif le'isser. We just basically summarized this whole limud, that the whole discussion is whether or not heter is mitzarif le'isser is a chiddush that can be applied to mishras. If you're able to learn from Klei Midyan that we have the concept of tam keker, then you would not need the limud for mishras, in which case mishras is available to teach you heter mitzarif le'isser. However, if you assume that Klei Midyan is a chiddush, which the Rabbanan do, so then they're going to argue in Rabbi Akiva and tell you that you do not learn heter mitzarif le'isser for the concept of nazir. I mentioned, I think it was Rashi or Ben Tam, I don't remember, one of the Rishonim seemed to hold that tam ke'ikar is only a din d'rabbanan, which is very difficult from this Gemara, the Gemara in Chulin. So that's a very difficult. They discussed this. They discussed how do they get out of this Gemara over here, which clearly seems like it's a din d'araisa. That is a big discussion. Lamaisa, we hold tam ke'ikar, as we pointed out, is a din d'araisa. We hold it's for sure a din d'araisa. And we're machmir in that, like we said, an example is that if a person has a challenge with meat, and he doesn't hold that hafshar of meat, so then we hold that midaraisa, then he would not be allowed to be eating any part of that challenge, because tam ke'ikar, that the meat, assuming that there's shishim, which usually a meat is, unless it's a really stingy meat, you're going to have a stingy challenge, you're going to be having at least 1/60th of the challenge is meat, so then the halacha is that the entire challenge has the status of that meat that you cooked it in, and the case is that the person would not be able to eat the entire challenge if he doesn't hold of that hechsher of meat. So that's the idea of tam ke'ikar, that imparts flavor, and the same thing with ben yomo, that any pot which is that day which was used mita araisa, we assume that the food that you cook in it would be treif. That's a shayla yuchayv malkus for eating that. I think we do assume that way, that if a person had, let's say, a treif pot that was used that day, an hour earlier, it was cleaned out, and a guy cooks vegetables in that pot, so I think he would be chayv malkus for eating a kazayas of vegetables that he cooked, because Tom Kicker, we assume is daraisa. Okay, going weiter now. So it says the Gemara, Amar Leir Rav Ashi Rav Kahana. So we're invited in Lamadan Beisdil, Amar Leir Rav Ashi Rav Kahana, Ella Hadisana, that which we learned in the Braisa, which says, Mikol Asher Yazem Megefen Ayayin. That we learned in the Braisa, the Pasuk says, Kol Yemein Israel, Mikol Asher Yazem Megefen Ayayin Mecharzonim Vadzag Lo Yachel. All the days of his Nazirus, anything that's made from a grape, from the seeds of the skin, he's not able to eat. So, what did we learn from there? The Braisa told us, Limed Ali Surah Nazir Shem Estarfim Zemze. We learned this earlier, that we learned that if you have half a gazayas of chartzanim and half of a zug, so you have half the grape skins and half of the grape seeds, that those are mitzarif to an iser, to combine to the iser that a nazir should be chayav malkus. So now the Gemara says, but we're, according to Rabbi Akiva hashi yishlomar hetem mitzarif l'iser, iser l'iser, why do I need this drasha b'chlal? This braisa is completely extra. You don't need this limud. The drasha was l'chora where Rabbi Akiva should disagree with this braisa. So the Gemara says Rabbi Kiva doesn't have to disagree with this price. Again, what was the holy mood? Is that the price is telling you that you have two different sets of iser that you have together, those are going to be chayev when you eat them. And the Gemara is saying that according to Rabbi Kiva, even if I dipped the bread, which was totally mutter to a nazir to eat, and I soaked it with the gefen, that also it's mitzaref le'iser. So clearly, the Gemara is saying that I don't need a lima to tell me two different iser things, that if I have them together, mix them together, that those are going to be chayev. So is Rabbi Kiva going to disagree with this? To which the Gemara says, no, you don't have to assume Rabbi Kiva necessarily has to disagree with this, because Amar Lei, heter le'iser bevas achas. Iser le'iser afilu b'zeachar zeh. He said, Rav Kahana responded to Rav Ashi, and he says that when it, with the concept of heter mitzar fleiser, that's only going to be usher if you have them in the same, together. If you have the half the bread when eating them with the grapes, then you're going to be chayev. However, if you first have half a kazayas of grapes, then you have half a kazayas of bread, then you would not be chayev, even if you eat them, but kedei achilas pras. If they're one after the other, not mamash in your mouth at the same time, you're not going to be chayev. However, isra filu bezachar zeh. If you have half of the chartzanim and half the zogs, you have the grape seeds and half the skin of the grapes, so then the halacha is, even if I eat first the grape seeds and I wait a minute, which is kedei achilas pras, then I have the other half, so then the halacha is that one would in fact be chayev, and therefore there is enough kamina between this limud of isra nazir shem, asar from limud zeh lazeh. This bracer can very much work with the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Now the Gemara goes right to Rabbi Shimon. So turning on to Lamed Chesam and Alf, Rabbi Shimon, the Leis Leitzirah. Rabbi Shimon, if you remember earlier on Daf Dalet, we had the Shita of Rabbi Shimon. He understood that the only reason that we have a Shir is for a Chi of Chattas. But to be Chayev Malkus, Rabbi Shimon held that it's a Kol Shehu. So he doesn't, and so what is he going to do with the Limud of Mikol Asher my Darish Bay? What is he going to do with the Limud of Mikol Asher my Gefen Ayayin? What's he going to be Darish that, which we learned, which was the Chiddush, that the Isra of Nazir is going to be Mitzaref to create an Isra to be Chayev Malkus. What is he going to use this limud for? So it says in Gemara Amar Lach, Ha'omi Ba'ilai, he can learn La'olam Einu Nazir Ad She'azir Mekulan, that he is able to learn that a person is never going to become a Nazir unless he's Nazir from all the things that are a Nazir. Meaning he has to say that he's going to be a Nazir from the Taglachas, from the Tumah, and from the wine. Rabbi Shimon, that's what we had in Shimon Gimel Beis, as opposed to the Chachamim over there who disagrees, and they say that you would still be a Nazir even if you said only one of them. He said that only is going to be a Nazir, Harin Nazir, Reuven says Harin Nazir Miyayin. So the halacha is that Reuven would be a Nazir. That's what we see from the Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Shimon over here, again, can't tell you that there's any tziruf because there's no chatas by a nazir. I meant to flush it out in the question also. There's no chatas that would be done for violating the nazir. So there would be no point, no relevance to having the tziruf. That's why the Gemara has to say that he's teaching you a different halacha until you're nazir yourself from all three of these tzirim, would you become a nazir? If you're not, you would not become a nazir. So it says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Abba, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Kol Ravias Shebatorah. We have a lot of halachas of Ravias. Generally, anytime you're going to be drinking something, the minimum shir to be chayev is going to be Ravias. Let's say, like if Orla, if a person drinks Orla from the grapes the first 3 years, so then the minimum shir that he'd be chayev is Ravias. So that's the halacha, similar like Klayakarim, things like that. The halacha is Ravias. Ein hater mitzarif leiser. The halacha is that the permitted Let's say if you have permitted wine mixed together with the orla wine, is not going to create the revias. So if I have, let's say, an ounce and a half of a heter wine, and then mitzaref that with orla wine or shemitah wine, let's say shemitah be'isr, you're not allowed to have it. So that those type of wine, the halacha would be that the heter is not mitzaref and I'm not chayev. However, chutz merevias should be nazir, except for nazir sharei amratara mishras, because that we learn from over here. The halacha of mishras, Rabbi Abbahu, is really having two halachas in the name of from the word mishras. Rabbi Yochanan said also that a similar halacha, and Rabbi Lazar here is a different point. So both are agreeing that it's going to be heter mitzaref l'isur. Rabbi Yochanan said this halacha with regards to all of the isur in Israel, whereas Rabbi Lazar was more specific in talking about the revius halug, the court halug. So the Gemara is going to ask, is there a difference between the two? So that's the chiddush. Again, from Mishras we learn that if you're mitzaref half a glass of wine, half an ounce and a half of heter wine with the nazir, to have the other half with so that would be not half a glass. So if you have you mitzaref it with, let's just say, water or something else, that would create your full shear and be mitzaref to create an iser. So the Gemara says, is there a difference between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Lazar? Both said, again, heter is mitzaref l'iser, ma'ika bin Rabbi Yochanan and Lazar, but there's two different statements that Rabbi Abbahu is quoting. So is there a halachic nafkamina between the two? And the Gemara says, yes, there is. Ikaminayu, Rabbi Yochanan marbe afilu ochan. Rabbi Yochanan includes even solid foods. Rabbi Lazar mashkin in midiachrine. And Rabbi Yochanan would say that all solid foods are included, whereas Rabbi Lazar says that only if it's a liquid would it combine. Rabbi Yochanan is extending the idea of heter mitzaref l'iser. For as we give the example, bread with your wine. However, Rabbi Elazar, he's going to learn that Mishras is teaching you only with regards to a liquid substance. So Rabbi Elazar is understanding that in specific case of the Torah, when talking about liquid grape products, that would be chaya. Rabbi Yochanan disagrees, and he says that even if you have it with bread, that would be combined for the Isser. That's the machlokus over here. So the Gemara is also another point, by the way, that Rabbi Lazar says you're going to be chayev on a log. That's like Mishnah Rishona, on a revius halog rather, on a quarter of a log. That's Mishnah Rishona. Rabbi Kiva said it's a smaller shear of kibitza. Just interesting to note that he agrees with the Mishnah Rishona, not with Rabbi Kiva. So now the Gemara mentions Amar Rabbi Lazar Eser revius hen. There's 10 different halachas that are going to apply to revius, where it's critical to know that you need a revius. Benoket Rav Kahana biyade. Rav Kahana had them in his hand in a simen. Chamesh sumkasa v'chamesh kirasa. So he had five red wines and five white wines, liquid or not necessarily wine, white liquids. So what are they? Chamesh sumuka. What are the mnemonic to remember the five red wine halachas? Nazir v'osa pesach shahor b'mikdash u'mesu. This is the way he remembered it. We see the Gemara oftentimes will mention simanim. This is a shout out again to the Zichru program, that it's amazing to create a simon to remember each daf, and to make simonim to help you remember things is an unbelievable thing. And so a person should be trying to memorize things. So the Gemara over here has this simon, a nazir vos pesach. A lot of times the simonim, by the way, have actually deep applications also. They have a pisod, that they're alpid Kabbalah, there's certain things also. A nazir vos pesach, shor mikdash shemesu, like what is the bechina of nazir vos pesach? Okay, but we're just going to discuss the pshuta. What is this mnemonic? A nazir who is doing his Karban Pesach, that made a hora, he paskin the shayla, a mikdash, and he died. So what are these halachas? Nazir, revius, yayin, the nazir. The halacha is, a nazir is going to be chayev, and revius, to be chayev, as a quarter of a lug, which is again, against Rabbi Kiva, like the Mishnah Rishona. That's the first halacha. And then, that's what we say, nazir, revius, yayin, nazir. Osa Pesach, that was the second part of the mnemonic. So Damar Udamar Shmuel Arba Kosas Alal Tzarich Shia Ben Kidei Revius, that the Dalad Kosas, the Yana Dioma coming up next month, is the Alacha of Pesach, that the four cups of wine have in them at least a Revius in your cup. So that's the halacha, that you need a revius in your cup, but you actually don't, lechad chila, you should try to drink the entire revius, that's clear. However, if you have half of that, the rov revius, if you have half of the cup, then the halacha is that you're yotze. So lechad chila, you should really try to be drinking the whole thing. But if as long as the cup, that's clearly ma'akir, the benidin a gemara, you need a cup that has a revius. So generally for the dalat kosas, many are makbid, a devei kabbalah, whatever, to be makbid to the share of chazanish. As we mentioned, the share of Ramosh is around 3 1/3 ounces, I remember seeing once. And the chazanish is like 5.2 or something like that, ounces. So generally, most kiddush cups that you have, or most glass of wine for sure, is going to be holding it. Then there's another shayla that comes up actually with regards to the dalat kosas, is that if you have a bigger cup, So then the post can recommend really that you're supposed to be drinking the whole cup. So that's why it's recommended to not have such a big cup, because if you have a cup that's like 9 ounces, so then you're really supposed to be drinking the whole thing like achila. So that's going to be, you didn't really eat much for the first cup of Kiddush, and to have a 9 ounce thing, it can knock you out. You have a whole Seder mitzvah, Vigadat Levincha, all night long to be discussing the Seder, so you don't really, not necessarily recommended, unless a person could hold himself very well, but maybe have a smaller cup, which is right above the Chazon Ish, is probably the best thing to do. If you have a cup which is around five and a half ounces, for sure, then you're definitely owed to the Chazon Ish. Remember, exact shear, double check. You can look it online, I'm sure you can find it. The shear of the Chazon Ish, if you want to be machir Chazon Ish, you want to be hold the Kramosh, is also, obviously, a lot to rely on too. So anyway, so back to over here, so that you have to have a revius. Shehoru, what's the next part of the mnemonic that they made up? They pasked the shayla that the lach is shasar revius yain al yoris. Somebody who drinks a quarter of a lug is not allowed to pasken a shayla until the effects of the wine are wearing off. That's halacha lemaisa. Remember, once Rav Nevinzel was. Rav Nevinzel's son once told Rav Chizkia that Rav Nevinzel never makes Kiddush on Friday night, which I've seen. I've been to his house, Baruch Hashem, I was close to being there as a bachar many times, and he always is mechabit someone else to say Kiddush. So I was always wondering why. And once his son told me, Agav, that Rav Nevinzel is choshesh, that he uses the Rav of the Old City for many years, right? And still, even now, people are coming to his son to go over, but he still is Shilas all the time. So he's afraid that someone's going to come to ask him a Shila, and he's just drank a revius of wine. So he doesn't want to pass in the Shila. Obviously, right? That's all Lachavir. Not allowed to pass in the Shila. So he's afraid. Li Yitzir, someone's going to come ask him a Shila. He doesn't want to make Kiddush. He gives it to somebody else. It's unbelievable. That's it, because he doesn't want to not be able to pass in the Shila for the Olam if they need him, even on this Friday night. However, one is the one exception to the rule. So if you ever have a Suda on Yantiv, where it's a Chiyav to have wine, so then Rav Nevinzel has wine. And Rav Nevinzel has wine. He makes, and not only his wine, meaning he makes Kiddush. He makes a Kiddush, and he's not mechabit someone else. He makes a Kiddush himself. Anyway, so because I remember that actually once I was out, I was buying Rosh Hashanah, so he drank the wine, right, to have the wine, and then someone asked him a shayla. So he said, I can't pass him the shayla, but this is maybe where it is to check or something. He told him the exact marmakam and shachanar. So just double check there because he didn't want to be yore. Anyway, Vaiter. So now the Gemara says over here. That if you're so serious, I know you're right. And a similar thing, by the way, and the Gemara doesn't bring it up by davening and Yana Deyom HaBurim. You're not really lechachila. You're not supposed to be, if you have a revius of wine, that you're not supposed to be davening. So that's the whole shayla. But if it's mitzvah hayom, so then if a person is able to be omit le'am melech, then b'diavad he is allowed to daven. So if a person is afraid, which often is the case on Purim, if he's going to daven, if he's going to go to sleep, he's going to pass out the whole night. And miss mariv, let's say many times already mincha. Hopefully, people are not maybe davening before. Not in this case where it's a shayla, but by mariv time. So if a person is able to be omit le'am melech and he's really afraid that he'll miss davening later. So then, the Chora, then that would be the case of Bidyavid, where a person is, if he's Omen the Fnei HaMelech, but to make sure, a lot of people are not. A lot of people Mamish are really not able to be davening. But again, we're a little bit more Mekel on Purim because of the fact that it's Mitzvah Sayom. But generally, you're not supposed to be davening if a person drank and the wine has affected him. If the wine has affected him for sure, then it is an issue of davening. Okay, so anyway, says the Gemara. So that was the al yore. You're not supposed to be paskening a shayla. But mikdash, what's the halacha of a mikdash? Shasar revius yayin v'nichnas lamikdash is chayev misa. Somebody who drinks a revius of yayin and comes into the base of mikdash, he's going to be chayev misa b'dishamayim. Umesu, what's a mesu disanya? Minayin revius dam shiyotze mishnei mesim. Where do I know that a revius of dam that comes out of two different people, that mitame ba'ola? The halacha is that if a person has a revius of dam, because we learn out that a person from the pasuk shenemar ve'al eshes kotel pasuk ve'al kol nefshos meis lo yavo. So the pasuk tells us that ve'al kol nefshos meis lo yavo la'avi l'mal lo yitamah. Somebody a kohen gadol. The kohen gadol is aser to go to nafshos meis. Nafshos meis is in the plural. So, however, it says nafshos in the plural, and then meis in the lashon yachid. So, from here, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Dalet, we learn that nafshos, it could be that two different people's blood can be mitzaref. The minimum shear that we learn is going to be chayav, is going to be metamav, always enough to kidei neshama tluyabo, which we assume is a revius. A revius is the amount of blood in a body. If a person loses a revius of blood, then we assume that that's the amount that a person would die. So that the person would die if he doesn't have that amount. So therefore, if there's a revius of blood, poured out of a person, so that's also metamim ba'ohel. Until that's removed, that's also metamim ba'ohel. So how do we know that they're mitzdarish? Because the pasuk says nafshos meis in the plural, we learn that they're mitzdarish. The two different people's dead, each have an ounce and a half of blood, so those are mitzdarif to create the tuma sa'ohel. That's what we're learning from over here. It's actually machlokas in the Gemara Sanhedrin. I believe that's actually, we don't pass like this. I think it's only from one mace. It's the Rabbi Kiva against the sheet of the Rabbanan. But either way, that's the the lima that we have over here. And what are the chamish chiras? I also wanted to point out that the Gemara puts this in the case of red. So another raya that a person should be having red wine on as the dalad kosos. That's the din l'chachila. I think Bartanur makes them special because I never see them around. All of a sudden around Pesach time, I always see the mascara or red ones. But that's a real thing. It's a person supposed to be. There's two different reasons brought down in the postkim that red wine generally is considered a better quality. It's a bigger hiddur. And also to remember makas dam that the mitzrim had done to us, that Hashem did to them, and punished them with the dam and the dam mila. There are a lot of different ramazim of why we should have it around. But definitely one should be having red wine on. Even the post can bring down that even to color it, which generally it's Soveb Ochen, which try to be Machmel Chachila. So what you recommend is that if you have a little bit of red wine, you should pour the white wine into the red wine, that you should have red wine. So that's it's really Lechachila. A person should be having red wine, Dafka, on Leila Seder. Again, if you don't have it, obviously you could use white wine, but this is another Raya that Gemara puts in the category of the things that are in red. Says the Gemara Vaitav Chamesh Chirusa, five things that are white. The demonic, remember that? Chalas Nazir Matzora Shnifsala B'Shabbos. The bread of a nazir and a mitzvah that were nifsal on Shabbos. So challah, the halacha of challah says revi shemen l'challah. What is this halacha of challah? A loaf of bread is reminding you that you have a revi a log of oil for the challah's toda. So when a person brings a korban toda, so he has 10 loaves are chametz and 30 matzahs. So the 30 matzahs were, they had three different types of matzah. One were chalos, 10 were chalos, 10 of them, another suga, the other ones were called rekikin, those like wafer type of chalas, and the third one were revuchos, that they were fried. So you need a chatzi log for all three of them. And the chatzi log is divided into two. One arvias was split up between the chalos and the rekikin, and the other revius was used for the fried one. Why is the fried one? Obviously, because you're frying it, you need more oil. So that's why it's split equally, even though it's two versus one. That's why you split the amount equally. That's the halacha of chalos revius shemen l'chala. Nazir revius shemen l'nazir. When it comes to nazir, the halacha is that you have a quarter of a lug of oil for a nazir. That a nazir, is oil needs a chalos nazir, when you bring his korban, it's only of chalos, so therefore you only need a revius halug. Mitzora revius mayim lemitzora. A mitzora, the pasuk says, from the mefarish over here on the side, v'shachat et hatzipor ha'achas al kli cheres al mayim chayim. And we say over there, Ravina Kama Mayim Yenosin Go Kadesh Dam Tipor Nikarben. That's a revius. It should be the minimum of revius because you have to still tell that it's bloody. You want it the blood that the tzipor that the mitzora uses when he's mitar himself. So that you need to be, it has to be nicker. And the way it's nicker is if you have revius, that's still going to be seen. Shenifslu, what are we on for Shenifslu? Disnan, Kolamashkin, Tmain, Posen, Asagavia, Berevius. Mishnah tells us that all tameh liquids are going to disqualify a person, make him tameh from revius. So that's the halacha in the Mishnah in Me'ilah, and it's talking about different things that combine to mimetzarif. So if all tameh liquids are going to make the revius, that's a din derabanan, the yirchas kzeros. That if the person has a revius of tameh things, then he himself is going to become tameh midarabanan. B'Shabbos, what do we learn on Shabbos? Tisnan shar kol amashkin revius kol ashofchim revius, that the man to carry them is going to be chayev on Shabbos is going to be a revius. That's what we're learning over here. And shofchim is revius, and shofchim over here is talking about the minimum shear for carrying. That's what we're learning from over here. V'sul eka, the Gemara asks, is that all that we have? Don't we learn more? Va'eka revius not only adayim la'achar va'filu shnayim. That when it comes to Natilas Adayim, the minimum shear that you should have in your cup is a revius, is a quarter of a log. So should we have revius? So isn't that also a halacha that should be applied about over here? Right? Natilas Adayim. And then the halacha over there was that even shnayim, meaning two people could put their hands one and then one right below them and pour from that revius one onto the other. So the Gemara says, we're not mentioning things that are machlokas, because Rabbi Yossi disagrees over there, the second part of it, that a second person could wash with less than a quarter of a lug after the person's washed. The Tana Kam and Rabbi Yossi agree that the revius is the amount that you need in the cup, but still, the machlokas about whether or not you could do it, afilu shnayim, Rabbi Yossi says, even bezeh acharzeh, so since there's a machlokas in the matter, we don't mention it. To which the Gemara says, v'ha'ika, another halacha though, hayamevi pile shel cheres, the Kohen would bring an earthenware thing, and put it half a log into the into the kiyor. Rabbi Yehuda Merevius, Rabbi Yehuda says Merevius. So which thing Gemara immediately responds? Look, I always wonder when the Gemara does this. The Gemara's going to have three examples of things. We already said we're not discussing things that are machlokas. Now we're about to mention a second one. We just said there's a machlokas here. Now we're about to mention a third one. Also has a machlokas. The Gemara says Va'ika, but ma'im nosen lasocha. How much water does he put into the to be mevatel meraglayim? The person's not allowed to daven or say any dvarim shepekdusha around meraglayim. This is very good for people who have young children in the diaper. That also applies if it's mechusa. It might be a little better if you don't smell it. That's a whole dion. If it's number two, maybe more chamer. That is a very big shaila. But with the basic halacha is that if let's say you're opening a diaper and it goes on you, on your shirt or something like that, so how you mevatel it? So if you put in or vias, if you pour in the 3 ounces on your shirt, then that's mutter. That's a whole shayla on Shabbos. There's an issur d'oraisa to cleaner begadim if it's only there to only mevatel the meraglayim. That might be more makel. I think we are machmer in that. We don't do that either. I don't remember. I have to double check that. Kol shu, Rabbi Zaka Merevius. So here also the Gemara says, Mechuk Delokam. There is no Machlokas. To which Tosos just jump on this. The Tosos point out that we also have the din of Revius, where Rabbi Kiva disagreed with Revius. Rabbi Kiva says that a Kazayas is the shear of a Nazir, yet we mention it in the list. So Tosos, the first half of the list has a Machlokas, but the second half with the guards to the white things, that the Gemara was assuming there is no Machlokas. So now the Gemara asks, Vaikva Mikvah, but there's a lach of a Mikvah. Well, Mikvah, as a mitar person of arba'im sab and midaraisa, really, if it has a revius, that's going to be kosher. So the Gemara says bar mahi, leave that one out. Devatlu rabbanan, turning on to the next amud. Ve'eno devatlu rabbanan. That's only a din rabbanan. Really, midaraisa you could use it, but midarabanan, since from machmir and arba'im sab, that's why it's not mentioned. Fine. Says the Gemara vayter ve'eno chayav al adshilcham and anavim kezayas. So you have a grapes amount, and then that was the Mishnah Rishona, and the Mishnah Rishona said Revius, and Rabbi Kiva says a Kazayas. So the Gemara says, Tanakama lo medame lehun l'choli sari nazir l'shtira. The Tanakama, meaning the Mishnah Rishona, assumes that it's not similar to a lacha of food. It should be a lacha of a drink, and the lacha of a drink should be Revius. Rabbi Kiva says, Kevan de chsiva navim lachim v'yiveshim lo yoichel by a nazir. It says he should not eat fresh or dry grapes, and it says v'yiveshim, and so connecting the two, and it's connecting it to the lachas of a liquid. So then says Rabbi Kiva, ma'achila kazayis, just like we learned by eating grapes, it's going to be a kazayis. The fact that you connect them with the vav, the mosif av kolisar and kazayis, that the lacha of drinking also is going to be the lacha of a kazayis, and not the shear of a drinking shear, which is normally revius. But here you should dafka use the lacha of a kazayis. V'chayev al gafen b'ayan b'fnei atzmo, and for the zogin b'fnei atzmo, and the chartan b'fnei atzmo, right? Those three things, the grape seeds and the grape skins. Tanur Rabban, we learn in the Braisa, v'anavim lachem v'yveshim lo yoichel. The pasuk says, he should not eat fresh or dried grapes. L'chayev al zeh b'fnei atzmo v'al zeh b'fnei atzmo. To b'chayev someone for both of them by itself. Mikan atadan l'chol yisurin shem b'torah. Here we learn out from all these. So in Makan, just as over here, shehu min echad behein shnei shemos, where it's one kind, but there are two different names. V'chayev zev ne'atzmo v'zev ne'atzmo. Av kol shehu min echad behein shnei shemos. So too, for any of the great products that are one kind, but there are two different names, chayev al zev ne'atzmo v'al zev ne'atzmo. If a person was warned first on the zogim, and then had a kazayas of them, he gets malchus, and then was warned again, and had the chartzonim, he's going to be chayev again. Is including new wine and grapes in this category. That's what we're learning from over here, that it'd be chayev. So if you have this amount, and you were warned in between, the lacha is going to be that you'd be chayev, as opposed to shem echad, if a person was warned and ate multiple grape seeds, way more than the shear, he'd only be chayev once, unless he was warned in, took a break, was paused and warned in between, he'd only be chayev once. Says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, Achal chartzan lo keshtayim. If a nazir ate a chartz and a grape seed, he's going to be chayev two sets of malchus. One for the general halacha of mechartzan and vadzag, and then another chedesh of Abaye is mikol asher zeh megefanayin, is also another reason you'd be chayev. So you chayev two sets of malchus for that if they warned you for both. Achal zag lo keshtayim. Also, if you have a zag, they're going to be chayev again because of zag lo yochal, and also mikol asher yasa megefanayin, or chayev two different sets of malchus. Achal chartzan vizag lo keshalosh. But so you have chartzan and zag, you'd be chayev two, three, right? One for eating the grapes and one for the grape seeds, and also a third set for the general iser, according to Abaye, of mikol asher seh megefen hayayin. And Rava disagrees. Rav Amar in aloka ela achas. But Rava says you're only going to be chayev one set of malchus, but not a second one from mikol asher seh megefen hayayin. In the case of the first case of Abaye, and then in the second case where you have chartzan and zag, obviously Rava would hold you chayev two, but not three. Shein aloka alav shabakalos, because we have a concept called lav shabakalos. Is a general, an iser that includes many different categories. So a lav shabaklalos, generally the lacha is, you're not going to be chayev when a lav was just, it was just in a general categorization saying this, all these type of things are usher. So your ultimate, this is a generalization, and therefore you're not going to be chayev. So the Gemara asks Akasha on Abaye now Mesiv Rav Papa Rabbi Lazar Omer Nazir Shayashos Yain Kol Yom Inu Chayav Alachas. A Nazir drinks wine all day. He's only chayav one set of malchus. Amrula Al Tishte Al Tishte. The Braisa tells you if they warned him in between, they said don't drink, don't drink. Who shows that he drinks each time? Chayav Al Kolachas Vachas. He's going to be chayav each and every one. So why does it say that the Nazir who shows this Kol Hayom is going to be chayav only one set if he was only warned once? Shouldn't it be chayav two according to Abaye? The Gemara is going to flesh it out. Achal Navim, we'll pick up Achal Navim in the elevation. I guess we still have to catch up. Mirza Hashem tomorrow is a very short daf again. So I think tomorrow, Mirza Hashem, will be able to pick up and catch up fully on daf Lamed Tet. B'siyata Dishmaya.